Today we're going to have all of our Elevate kids are going to stay in the auditorium today because we have some of them being baptized and some of their families are being baptized. And they're going to participate in our baptism service today by watching. And what an exciting time today to celebrate. Now, I don't know what kind of baptism service you've been before, but when someone's baptized around here, we like to celebrate, okay? And so when somebody's baptized, as soon as they come back up, what do? We celebrate, right? They go underwater. What are they doing? They are identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection with Jesus Christ. Now, baptism in itself does not save us. We know that salvation comes through the free grace that Jesus Christ has given every one of us who accepts Him as our Lord and Savior. But baptism becomes a public confession of our faith. We step and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So today we have several candidates that are going to be baptized, and they're making a public stand today to say that they believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so when we baptize them, when they come out of that water, you got to be loud, okay? Let them know that you really appreciate what they're doing today. Let's go ahead and send our first candidates out. John, today we're proud of you for making your stand for Jesus Christ, and we have one question to ask you. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
On the confession of your faith of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're proud of you today in your decision to go public with your faith. And today we have one question to ask you, and that's, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
On the confession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Proud of you today and your decision to follow after Christ. And we have one question to ask you. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Put your hands up your mouth on those. On the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Crystal told me last week, she said, I was baptized as a young child, but today she wanted to do it as an adult. She said, I really have a full understanding of what baptism really means, and signifying a second chapter in her life, a new chapter in her life that God's been bringing her through over the last several years. And today we're just thrilled to be baptizing you. So we ask you this question. Do you confess, Crystal, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
One more time. Do you confess with your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I
All
do.
All right, there we go. We want to make sure. All right. Put your hands up your mouth. Confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Help me, Jessica.
biscuit. I don't know if we can baptize you in a chief shirt. What do you guys think? Today we are so thrilled to have the opportunity, Jessica, to baptize you. We're proud of you and your stand you're making for Jesus Christ. Do you confess Him today as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Okay, put your hands up your mouth and those. There you go. On a confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Big Dusty. All right. Set toward the front of the thing. I won't hit your head when you go back there. All right, there you go. Dusty has attended his first spring football game yesterday as not a player. It's the first time he has never been a player in college football. So he's entered a new chapter of his life. God's been doing an amazing thing over this last year in Dusty's life as he's been making a stand for his faith. God's calling him to teach young people. He's going to be a coach in the Yosho this next year. Let me guess. Coaching in the Yosho this next year. I believe God's going to use him in a great way to have such a great influence on those teenagers as he's coaching in football. How many believe that God can do something through Dusty and our team? You believe that? Dusty, we ask you this question. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cover your mouth. On a confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tall as he is. This is one of the premier high jumpers in women's athletics in the 4-state area. Lisa, she does a great job. Yes, Missouri Southern. We're proud of you. Number one in the nation. Number one in the nation. Number one in the nation. Division II. Lisa, we're proud of you and the stand you're making for Jesus Christ. And we ask you today, do you confess Him as your Lord and Savior?
Oh, yeah.
All right. There we go. Cover up your mouth and nose. Father, in a confession of Lisa's faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Jamie, we're proud of you today and your decision to follow after Christ. Of course, we know you've been a believer for a long time, but come public today with your baptism. We're so proud of you and you and Will and your husband and your family today. We ask you one question, which we already know the answer, but we're going to ask you anyway. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. Put your hands up your mouth and those. Father, on a confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Newly married. How long have you guys been married?
6 months.
6 months. 6 months married. And so fresh start for her as well. And we're just really excited about what God's doing in your marriage and in your lives today, Jen. We're going to ask you this question. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. Hand up your mouth and those. Father, on confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jason, we're proud of you and the decision you're making to follow after Christ and to go public with your faith and just to see what God's doing in this next chapter of your life. And we're excited to be a part of that here at Destiny Church. And we ask you this question. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
All right. Put your hand up your hands. Put your mouth. There you go. Father, on confession of his faith, we now baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. doing, Ansley? Good. We're proud of you today, Ansley, for making a decision to go public in front of your peers, in front of your friends and family today, and we believe that today is a special day for you. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Okay. Put your hands over your mouth and those. Father, in confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We got a little sister here, Avery. We're proud of your decision to follow after Christ today. Do you confess Him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Put your hands up your mouth and nose. Father, on a confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So thrilled to see you coming to Destiny, and we're just proud of your decision today to make Jesus Christ a public confession of your faith before all your peers and friends here today. So we ask you this question: do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. Put your hand up your mouth and nose. Father, in confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jessica, we're proud of you today and your decision to go faith, to go public with your faith with Jesus Christ. We know you've been a Christian for a long time, but to stand up in front of your peers and your families here today, to see them make a decision that you're going public with your faith, we're really, really proud of you today. We ask you this question: do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
Okay, put your hands up your hands and mouth and nose. Father, in confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Charlie, today we're proud of you and your decision to follow after Christ. And Charlie asked me the other day, he said, man, should I wait till I got everything figured out before I get baptized, straightened out? I said, no, man, it's an ongoing process right now that you say, I'm accepting Jesus Christ. We come to God just like we are, and He accepts us just like we are, and forgives us of our sins, and then He helps us change along the way the things that we need to change in our life. So today we're proud of you, Charlie, and the decision you're making to follow after Christ. We ask you this question: do you confess Him as Lord and Savior of your life?
Yes.
Okay. Put your hands up your mouth. Father, on a confession of His faith, we now baptize Him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sammy, are you ready to be baptized?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely. How many agree with that? Yes? Put your hands up your mouth and nose. Father, on confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. We're proud of you today to have your family here and to make this public decision of your faith in Jesus Christ. Do you confess Him as Lord and Savior of your life?
Yes, I do.
Okay, put your hands up your nose. Father, in confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Judy, we're excited to have you and your family a part of Destiny Church. And I know you've been so thrilled since you've been here and what God's been doing in your life. And today is another chapter, another step in what God's doing in your life and your family. So we ask you the question, do you confess Jesus Christ publicly that He's your Lord and Savior?
Absolutely.
All right. Put your hands up your mouth and oath. Father, confession of her faith. We now baptize her in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You did good. You did good. Justin. All right. Well, Justin, we're proud of you today and your decision to go public with your faith in Jesus Christ. And may I ask you that question. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
All right. Put your hands up your mouth and nose. Speed up just a little bit. On confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Baptizing one and a half here today. She's pregnant. Well, today we're so thrilled to have a chance to baptize you in front of your friends and your peers here today. And we have to ask you this question. Do you publicly confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Put your hands over your mouth and nose. Father, on the confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. I think this is the fourth t-shirt we've had come through the baptism this morning. Maybe some of them rub off on the team this year. We can get some of God's anointing to the team. We're proud of Matt, his new wife is going to be baptized next, and his sister right after her. How long have you been married, Matt? Just got married?
In August 2010.
Just
on
got
the
married.
7th.
That's right. You better know that. Don't miss this. We're proud of the decision him and his new bride are making for this congregation today. And I ask you this, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Put your hands up your mouth. Father, on confession of his faith, we now baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Courtney, we're proud of you and Matt, but today this is an individual thing. We know that even though you're doing it today as a married couple, it's still an individual choice that you're making to publicly confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So we ask you this question. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Hands up your mouth. On confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Melissa, we're proud of you and your decision to follow after Christ today in front of all your peers and family. And we ask you this question. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Great. Put your hands up your mouth and nose. On confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Believing today that God is going to do something great in your life as you make another decision to stand out and say, God, I'm ready for a new chapter in my life. I'm ready to make a public confession of my faith. I believe God's going to do something in your life today. So we ask you this question. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
With my whole heart.
With your whole heart. Put your hands over your mouth and nose. On confessing your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I don't know if we can baptize super WWE future superstars. This is Hayden. This is my youngest son, Hayden. He's 8 years old. He'll be 9 in May. We appreciate your prayers. He's going in for surgery on tomorrow in Children's Mercy. Those of you who know Hayden, he was born with bilateral cleft palate and lip, and he's had a bone graft done on one side of his mouth, and now they're taking a bone graft on the other side of his hip and putting it in the other side of his mouth. Tomorrow. So we'll be in Kansas City with him. And so if you can remember him in prayer this week, especially tomorrow as he goes through surgery, we greatly appreciate that. But he told me, he said, Dad, I want to be baptized. I want to be baptized. I understand. Pastor Jeremiah has been teaching us back in Elevate what it means to be baptized. So, Hayden, we ask you this question today. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. Put your hands over your mouth. Father, confession of his faith. We now baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do you think we should baptize you since you're wearing a Justin Bieber t-shirt?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if it can actually work, Hallie. Okay. Let's play. Maybe someone will rub off on Justin Bieber, right? Okay. Well, today we're proud of Hallie, my daughter. Her twin brother, Hayden, just baptized. And Hallie today, she told me, she said, Dad, I am old enough to be baptized. And I understand what it means, and so I want to be baptized. And so we ask you this question, Hallie. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Put your hands up your mouth. Father, on confession of her faith, we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bill, you ready to be baptized today? Today, Bill, we're proud of you and your public stance. Even though you've been a Christian for a long time, to come forth today and say, I'm ready to make a new chapter in my life, a confession, public confession of my faith. We're proud of you today. And we ask you that question. Do you confess publicly that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Put your hands up your mouth and nose. Father, on a confession of his faith, we now baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Grace has been ready for this baptism for a long time, haven't you? Yeah, she's been getting ready. She's been asking about it, and she's ready to be baptized today. So we ask you this question. Do you publicly confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
We didn't hear you. Say it again.
Yes.
All right, there we go. Put your hands up your mouth and nose. On a public confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Chris, today we're proud of you and your decision to publicly confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We know God's brought you a lot in your life, and to see the next chapter that he has for you, this is a great way to say, God, yes, I'm believing for new things in my life, and I'm making a public confession of my faith in Jesus Christ. So we ask you today, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. Father, we thank you for the decision she's making today, her public confession of her faith, and we now baptize her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's it. tell them today? Today, man. What a great day. Amen. We're going to close with one more song this morning. We introduced it to you earlier, about 30 minutes ago. We sang it as a congregation today. Let's put our hearts together. Let's celebrate today what God's done as we sing this. TJ, come on, at least one more time.
Come on, everybody, everybody, come on. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Come on, it's time to celebrate. Hallelujah. Here we go.
You are the Lord God Almighty. You're perfect in everything you do. The angels declare you are holy.
And there is no one.
And no one else compares to you.
And we will stand.
We stand in all of your glory.
There is no other God like you.
There
are.
Is no other God like
right
you.
Right here in your presence.
Here in your presence. To
you've been in the house of the Lord, man. You feel good? All right. Now listen, today, if you came for the first time and you wanted to hear me speak, I say you got to come back next week and hear me twice then, okay? We got two services? Not very often I don't speak or one of our staff members doesn't speak, but today was a celebration service. You can go online to our website, mydestinychurch.com. I got a couple years with the sermons on there if you want to check it out. You can go there and listen to us. Come back and be a part of our service again. If you're a first-time guest, we invite you. If you don't have a home church, come back and be a part of our service again. Next week, we're going to come. We're going to pack this place out. We're going to see what God's going to do. Justin's going to come and assist us in the word of prayer. We say, go with God today. Amen.
God, we want to thank you, God, that your presence was, God, thick in here, God. Lord, it was like electricity, God, flowing through our bodies, God. And Lord, we pray, God, that we would continue building momentum, God. Lord, as you went from, Lord, Hosanna, God, to the cross, God, we pray that this week, God, that our hearts and our spirits and our minds, God, would build, God, towards an explosion on next Sunday, God, like this church has never seen before, Lord Jesus. God, we bless you, God, for your spirit, God, for your power, God, for your joy, God, for your peace, God. And Lord, we will walk in it this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.